The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 283, Deep Cover.
What? McMillan's CIA? Let me talk to him.
Jim wants to talk to you. Hold on.
Yeah, Mr. Pearman, are you sure he's with the CIA?
I got confirmation today. He's a deep undercover agent for the company.
I can guarantee you that his wife doesn't know that. She's under the impression that he works as a contracting agent.
Well, she's partially right. He is an agent.
This doesn't make much sense. One of the agents identified that the storage facility works for Homeland. It's unusual for Homeland and the CIA to work together on an op.
Unusual, but not unheard of.
What I find confusing is that the Russian is obviously a middleman. Seems they would want to use him to get to the big guns. No pun intended.
There's a possibility that McMillan's cover was blown, and that they had to appear to arrest him. Or they think that they can pressure the Russian for details.
I don't know. I've worked with members of Bratva before. They're almost impossible to break.
I'll get back to you as soon as I have more details. In the meantime, I suggest you keep an eye on McMillan.
Will do. Can you believe this? McMillan's CIA?
Now that's what I call an interesting twist of fate. We've been following a guy that we suspect of being a crook, and it turns out he's a spy.
I almost dropped the phone when he said that. Why do you think he's kept this from Janet?
Who knows? Maybe he thinks he's protecting her. If she doesn't know, she won't have to lie to anyone else about his job.
That's a pretty big secret to keep. Doesn't she ever look at his pay records?
Sam, it's the CIA. They can fake anything.
So tell me, what would you do if you found out your husband was a top secret spy and you thought he was, say, an insurance salesman?
Well, one of two things. First off, I'm pretty observant. If I had any doubts, I'd follow him and find out. Or two, I'd do exactly what Janet is doing, hire a professional.
The question is, do we tell her or do we keep this state secret? I mean, there has to be some reason why he's not telling her. Was there anything in his file that might give us a clue as to why he kept this from her?
Well, like what kind of clue?
Was he with the CIA when he met her? Maybe he got recruited for some special mission. He hasn't been with the company for very long.
Well, there's nothing in his records to support any of that. It shows his schooling and tenure with his contracting company.
So prior to this, he's not been with the CIA?
Not necessarily. The CIA can make up any record they want. Everything we could have on him could be bogus.
Honestly, I don't know how long to be non-committed. She hired us to do a job and we've done it. We found out what her husband does, so we should fulfill our commitment and tell her. On the other hand, we might be breaching national security.
Well, the way I see it, you'll have to approach McMillan and tell him what's going on. Make him tell her.
Sam's right. Put the onus on him. Make him tell you why it's such a big deal. You might as well do it now. You've been following this guy and witnessed him doing some pretty shady things. Who knows? The CIA could be following you now.
I guess you're right. Come on, Sam. Let's get back to stake out his workplace.
It's a good thing we just had breakfast.
I had breakfast. You had six of them. Now, come on, let's go.
Well, this is it, the brain center of Homeland Miami.
Funny, it looks just like the one in D.C.
What were you expecting? Palm tree planters and flip-flops?
I wasn't sure, but maybe a little more relaxed.
Nope, we're just like any other government office.
Which means you have a shortage of ink pens and copy paper.
Yeah, that about sums it up. We're right in here. Come on in. This'll be your war room while you're here. Remember to display your visitor badges at all times. We'll be using this large map of the area and a whiteboard for notes.
Who knows about us, and who can we be open with?
Everyone here knows that you and Thornton are CID and Kate's with us. As for being open, I take it you mean who else is IDF?
Exactly.
The one person you'll be dealing directly with is Director Greer. He's IDF. As for anyone else you may come in contact with, assume they are not. Kate's here tracking two attempted assassins, and you and Pappy are pursuing a deserter who was involved in a sabotage plot against the United States.
That seems simple enough. Do we have a dedicated line?
Yeah, this line's yours. Any calls coming through would be for you. It's a secure line, so I suggest if you are calling the office here, use it instead of your cell. It's an old-school landline.
The simpler, the better.
Let's get started. As far as the Lees and their drug involvement, we've identified this part of town as their base of operations.
From my research, I remember that Miami really doesn't have a Chinatown.
That's correct. 167th Street is as close as you'll get. Right along here, you'll find some restaurants and whole goods markets.
I see that the east end of the street butts up against a canal.
If you're thinking that it might be a way of transporting drugs to this part of town, we monitor it closely. All right, now look here. You have to go south into this lake, then north, and cut through these condos, then south again to Bal Harbour to get across to the ocean.
It's a pretty narrow canal.
They can't use the canal. Rather than me trying to explain why, I'll take you there. Now, Scarlet and Pappy, as for your jet, the closest airports around Miami International are Miami Airport, which is about 10 miles from MIA, Fort Lauderdale, which is about 30 miles out, and West Palm Beach, about 73 miles away.
What about private airports that can handle a small jet?
There are four. There's an executive one here in Miami, TMB, right here. There's another executive, OPF, here in Opa-locka, and then one at Miami International, and the fourth is in Homestead.
That's at least a start. We're not 100% sure they're headed here, but it's our best guess.
Remember, we have several agencies on the lookout for your aircraft.
I guess the best thing we can do for now is get our stuff organized. Question.
Go ahead.
Are we dependent upon you or the agency for transportation?
I was just getting to that. The motor pool's been advised to dispatch a vehicle to you for your own use. Just show them your badge. I'll take you down now if you like and introduce you to our dispatcher.
Sounds like a good idea. Kate, you going with us?
I'll catch up with you guys later. I want to study this map for a while.
Suit yourself.
He should be coming out soon.
I don't know. Maybe he's involved in some sort of debriefing.
I still find it hard to believe that Homeland Headquarters didn't know anything about this guy.
Well, that's one good thing about having access to the IDF. They can pretty much dig up anything on anybody.
Yeah, no red tape or warrants or anything like that to go through. You know, your government can learn a lot from the IDF.
Well, we have a thing here called privacy. That type of government power has been tried in other countries. It hasn't worked out so well for them.
It worked on Hanga. But then everyone on Hanga is armed to the teeth. Wait, is that him?
Yeah, looks like it.
He doesn't seem to be headed for his car. Maybe he's making another drop.
I don't think so, Sam. What concerns me is he's headed this way.
Should we head for the car?
No, I think we just take a seat here on the bench.
But if we do, he'll walk right past us.
I'm sure of that. But if we turn around and head for the car, he'll send up all kinds of red flags. We'll just sit here.
What if he recognizes us?
I'm hoping he does.
Really?
Yeah, really. We need to confront him sooner or later. Might as well be sooner. It's much easier to confront someone if they come to you rather than if you go to them. You go to them and they can get defensive.
Ah, I see. If they come to you, it's more on their terms.
That's the thinking.
Excuse me, but do I know you?
I don't think you do. Have a seat, John.
Wait, you know me? How do you know me?
Sit down, take a load off.
Wait a minute. You were the two guys that were on the flight with me to Chicago.
Say, this guy's pretty sharp. Can't get anything past him.
How do you know my name?
Well, have a seat and I'll tell you all about it.
All right. I'm sitting. Now talk.
How's your golf game?
I don't understand. What's golf have to do with anything?
You're right. We got on the plane with you in Baltimore and followed you to Chicago.
You had lunch with a very shady character at that Fort Sheridan golf course.
You followed me to the course?
Yeah, and we were pretty shocked when you got back on that plane in Chicago.
Yeah, especially after getting busted at that storage facility.
Boy, that was a dog and pony show.
What I can't understand is why you're playing footsies with the CIA.
All right. Who do you guys work for? Let me guess, the FBI. You guys are always sticking your noses where they don't belong.
No, we're not with a bureau.
But I've always wanted one of those cool jackets.
Enough with the jokes. You're messing with a case of national security.
I know. That's why we were wondering why a government contracting agent was making clandestine handoffs in a park with Vladimir Kolkov, a known Russian arms dealer.
You even used a fake drop, which was really creative.
Yeah. But, you know, using the rolled-up newspaper was rather cheeky. I did like the note you wrote on it. Pretty clever.
You saw all of that?
Yeah, that and your meeting in a hotel parking lot after visiting the Naval Supply Company.
I'm impressed. What don't you know?
Why the bust? Did Vlad suspect you were a government agent and you wanted to throw him off?
Again, you are treading in dangerous waters here. Who are you and why have you been tailing me?
Well, I suppose you have the right to know who's in your business. My name's Jim Bonds, former chief detective with Baltimore Police Department, Special Investigations Section. My former partner left to work for Homeland Security. I retired to open up my private investigation business.
You're a PI? And you've been following me?
Sort of looks that way.
And, who are you?
I'm Sam. I'm an alien from outer space infiltrating your government so we can overthrow your government.
Very funny.
What we want to know is, why are you teaming up with Homeland Security?
What? How do you know this?
Like I said, my former partner is now with Homeland. One of your clowns took off his aviator glasses. She identified him and said he was listed as being on a case in Bloomington.
Hey, Jim, he must be an alien, too. He can be in two places at one time.
Look, I don't know how you know all of this, unless there's been a leak.
So was the whole team at the storage facility Homeland?
I'm not going to tell you that. You probably know anyway, so back to my original question. Who do you guys work for?
Janet.
Janet? Janet, my wife?
No, Janet the mail lady.
Yes, your wife, and she hired us to follow you.
Oh, I don't believe it. The Russians, yeah, the cartels, yeah, but my wife? She's the last person I would suspect of having me followed. Why?
That sounds like a personal problem to me. You have to ask her that question. Now, wasn't she know you work for the spooks?
Wait. How do you know I work for the company?
I didn't, but thanks for the confirmation.
Okay, we have a problem now. You are privy to way too much classified information.
No, you have a problem. You have to answer to your wife.
Look, I vet people applying for high-security government jobs. What we know stays with us. The only thing your wife knows is that you went to Chicago to meet with a client. Now, here's my card. Come and see me, and we'll talk. In the meantime, either you tell her what you do, or I'll have to do it.
I'll get back to you. And, oh, this meeting never happened.
So, Captain Tam, did you find out anything on your ship?
Same as when we left. It's not done yet. How about yours?
Yeah, nah. I'm no closer to having it than when we left.
I told you, Skipper, it's gonna be a while.
The only thing they've done is order parts.
They don't have a big W or a good guy's discount warehouse here. Your parts are probably gonna come from another planet.
Big W? Good guys? Gabby, I'm impressed.
Hey, what can I say? I like to shop. So, Jafra, speaking of Big W, any idea what the controller has in store for us?
Not the slightest, but we're about to find out.
I see everyone made it. Please step into the conference room.
You want this door open or closed?
Go ahead and close it. Please, everyone, have a seat. I am glad that everyone made it okay. Seems like you've had a time of it.
Yes, sir. Both ships were attacked following Hanukkah. Then our shuttle was attacked by one of the same ships en route to Buldibar, and he turned right round and, as I understand it, attacked the BSS.
You'll be glad to know that the BSS disabled the craft, which then surrendered to our patrol ship without incident.
From what I learned in my time with Hanukkah and Zardoz,
They were probably hoping you'd arrest them. Zardos said he thoroughly punished anyone who failed.
That's true. They didn't put up much of a fight at all. I fought the ship you captured twice, and he fell for my same maneuver twice.
And here I thought it was your superior dogfighting skills.
I could attest to her skills. Her only drawback is that she hunts for a fight when sometimes it could be avoided.
Yeah, you know, I was a combat pilot. It's in my blood.
That's one of the reasons I picked you for Joffre's team. Marco, I chose you because your navigating skills are impressive.
Yeah, he can find his way out of a dark bar and navigate back home with no trouble at all.
Yeah, go ahead and laugh. But it wasn't for me, you'd still be in there wandering around looking for the Flaming Men's Room.
All joking aside, each of you were picked to join Joffre's bounty hunting team. Liam.
Yes, sir.
You two are an excellent pilot. You excel at flying the big ships.
Thank you, sir. I'm quite humbled by that. What about our skipper here?
Joe Mack has great resilience. He was set adrift twice, taken prisoner, and still managed to gather intelligence on Hanaka and Zardos.
I appreciate that, sir. But honestly, that doesn't mean as much to me as having me ship back.
Yes, I know it's frustrating, but things like this take time.
Tell me about it. I've been waiting longer than Joe Mack. I know things take time, but if it wasn't for this bounty hunting job, I'd be broke.
I'd like to say, Controller, you put together a pretty good team. We managed to bring in Lister and Ursula. We do regret not getting Hanukkah on his guard, though.
I have to tell you, it was really frustrating to listen to them brag about how they were going to escape. And then they did. It makes me want to go after them even more.
I'm fully prepared to go right back and pick up the chase.
I think we all agree with Marco. I'm ready to offer my ship again.
Excuse me for asking, sir, but I really enjoy flying the Prometheus. I'd be more than willing to pilot her.
It does seem a shame to put it back to use as a freighter. I mean, it's the second fastest ship in the Flaming Fleet.
That is something we can talk about. The Prometheus was under the full control of the IDF up until the time that it was hijacked by Rage. Now that it is back in our possession, we intend to fully inspect it and get it back into service.
That's what I was afraid of.
I'd be happy to captain her.
There are enough of us here to fully outfit only one ship.
I believe this decision lies with the Controller, but Gabby makes a good point. A skeleton crew on these freighters is a minimum of 5. There are 7 of us, which allows for better crew rotation.
That's true. Gabby and I could rotate as pilots.
I suppose Marco and I could rotate as navigators.
Joffre and I could switch being captains.
What about the skipper here?
Joe Mack is a perfect filling guy. He's a captain.
He can pilot a ship.
And he can certainly navigate.
And given the fact he's been the guest of Rage so many times, he knows them well.
So I suppose we're agreed for now that we stay together on the Mercury, but this isn't our decision. What do you have to say, Controller?
I say I believe you did all of the work for me. I am agreeable to your breakdown. Joffre, I'm issuing you a warrant for the arrest of Hanaka and his guard. If you should happen to also apprehend Zardos, there will be a hefty bonus for all of you.
Then we're all in agreement. When do you want us to depart?
You are in need of some R&R. Be prepared in 2 sleep cycles to depart.
Well, you know what that means. I get to collect on that cold one from Joe Mack at Scully's.
So did Pappy and Scarlet take a car?
Yeah, they're headed for some of the airfields that can handle a small jet. I'm sure they'll make contact with each airfield manager to be on the lookout for the suspect jet. What do you have in mind?
I'm wondering if you could take me along 167th Street. I'd like to see what kind of Chinese businesses are there. Then we can go to the canal and you can show me what you're talking about.
I thought you might want to do that, so I got a car ready.
Well, aren't you Johnny on the spot?
I try. Okay, right over here.
So, have you spent your 20 years in the States here in Miami?
Pretty much. I spent a little time in New York. Both Anton and I were involved in the SSU.
The Secret Service of Ukraine. Yes, I worked with them when I was there.
So with their help, I was able to get into Homeland after getting my citizenship. I also speak a little Russian, so that was a plus in getting hired.
I can certainly relate to that. My ability to speak Mandarin was instrumental in getting me hired.
I'm going to head to the beginning of 167th, where the canal is.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I'd like to see if there's any way they could be using the canal system to bring in the drugs.
We believe that's a possibility, but not the main method. As I said earlier, these canals are narrow and very residential. People know what boats generally navigate the canals. You know, it's like you live in a neighborhood and, you see strange cars around. You know what cars belong where.
I can see that. When I researched the Asian influence here, I was really surprised to see that there was no Chinatown.
There's much more of a Cuban influence here. There's been an effort to build an Asian cultural center, but nothing is certain yet.
So is where we're going far?
It's about 18 miles to the heart of what you might call Chinatown. We'll take 595, then I-95, right to 167th Street. From there, it's only 3 miles to the mouth of the canal.
It sounds like you've been this route before.
I have. We've had the same suspicions as you. Smugglers could come to the mouth of the canal and load the goods onto a waiting vehicle.
So is there any place along the canal where you could load a truck? I mean, from the map, it looks mostly residential.
Yes, there's a dock and a rental place at the mouth of the canal. The south side has a direct approach, but the road is a private business. We'll have to divert to the north to get to it. It would add about 15 minutes to the trip.
Well, I have time if you do.
Well, then we're off to North Miami Beach.
So, General, what have you decided?
We have very little choice. We are here with no ship and no army. We will stay with Zardoz until a better opportunity arises.
A better opportunity? Ooh, you mean like a chance to hijack one of his ships?
I wouldn't say a hijack. More like commandeer or appropriate.
I wonder if Lister and Ursula made it to Boldabar prison.
I overheard Zardoz yelling at some men. Evidently, he wanted to capture the shuttle they were in and bring it back here.
But why? We want him as far away as possible.
I don't know. Maybe he wants to hire them. Or maybe he wants to present them to us as a present. So, since he failed, I am guessing that both Lister and Ursula are now guests of Boldabar Prison.
Unless we can get off this crow hole, we might as well be in prison with them.
Patience, guard. Our time will come. Until then, we need to make a good use of our time. That is why I have agreed to stay here and join Zardoz.
The best of rage reduced to being common pirates.
It is better than sitting around and waiting on nothing. We either join them or waste our lives on this, as you said, crawl hole.
Zardoz approaches.
We will not speak of our discontent.
I shall suffer in silence.
Greetings, Zardoz. You walk with great purpose.
As one would expect, considering the news I bear.
You found us a ship? And a crew? To send us on our way?
Perhaps.
Perhaps? What is this news that you bear?
We have located a large merchant ship laden with treasures. It's time to plunder.
Well, Hanukkah sees that this new life might be for him. What will Kate find out concerning the possibility of drug trafficking routes? And how will John react now that he knows his wife had him followed? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Plunder.